This is Dakota Datebook for April 16th. Before the railroad ran to Reynolds, North Dakota, steamboats brought the mail and supplies to nearby Frog Point. Residents traveled there by wagon to deliver their crops for shipping and to pick up supplies and mail. When the railroad arrived, an organized community began to take shape. Roads were laid out. Sidewalks were built of pine boards. A town government was organized. Reynolds ran into a snag in 1907 when it came to electing a mayor. The candidates were D.J. Hennessy and Dr. James Halliday, the incumbent. It was not a friendly contest. Supporters of Halliday insisted there was a problem with Hennessy's residential status. They said he voted in a different township in the previous election and hadn't become a legal resident of Reynolds until after the primary election, making him ineligible. On this date in 1907, the entire state was buzzing about the results of this election for a small-town mayor. Adding to the controversy over Hennessy's residence, the matter was further complicated when the votes were counted. With 44 votes for each candidate, they had tied. The town council planned a meeting to decide how to proceed. For his part, Halliday said he would not give up the office of mayor until he had to. When the city council met, the members agreed to seek the opinion of the state's attorney. Halliday's supporters continued to argue that Hennessy wasn't qualified to run for office. In the end, the matter was decided by a silver dollar. The council summoned both candidates to a meeting. The president of the council took the coin from his pocket. As he tossed it, Hennessy called out, "Heads." The coin landed on the floor, and after rolling around a bit, ended heads up. Halliday objected to determining an election by the toss of a coin. He said he would contest the matter in the courts. However, he eventually gave up, and Hennessy became the mayor. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.